This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, November 15th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. Hotel workers all over the world are fighting back against precarious work, unsafe conditions, and sexual harassment. For example, in the United States, 8,000 workers went on strike against Marriott hotels recently, and some are still on the picket lines. The Global Union for Hotel Workers, as well as other food and hospitality sectors, is the IUF. The IUF represents more than 10 million workers who are members of unions in 128 countries. Recently, it held a week of action to support hotel workers. I talked to Massimo Frattini about the week of action. Mr. Frattini is the coordinator for the IUF's hotel, restaurant, and tourism sectors. I asked him what the union does during the week of action and why.
We do a series of actions. First of all, we highlight the issue. We would like to inform union members, co-workers, who sometimes are not aware of the risk or how tough is this job, but also customers. It is very important to tell customers that hotel housekeepers is very demanding. So in many places, many countries, hotel housekeepers, as part of their normal action, go to the hotel and distribute leaflets to customers to tell how tough is the job in order to highlight the issue. For example, one suggestion they give to customers is, when I have your towel replaced, don't leave it on the floor, but put it in the basin so we don't have to bend and hurt our back, and it will be anyway replaced. So there are just a few suggestions to highlight the type of job. What we do also is to share the information, share all the stories coming from hotel housekeepers, share the challenges, but also share the victories they achieve. So in order to promote what they do globally, so someone can get an example, can benefit from experience from someone else as well, and that will be very important to us. We also promote the campaign towards the institutions, the ILO, UNWTO. Again, this is to highlight how tough is the job and that we need different policies. But I think the important part is to negotiate with companies, either global level and national and local level, to negotiate different policies, for example, the policies against sexual harassment, on health and safety, help hotel housekeepers to improve their work, to fight against outsourcing, and to create a network of housekeepers ready to campaign, ready to support each other when something happens in a country.
What are some of the basic issues facing hotel workers?
There are different issues. There are some related to employment, which means housekeepers suffer from precarious jobs, seasonal labor, and subcontracting. There are others which are related to working conditions, for example, heavy workloads or fast pace they are requested to work, and also from workplace hazards, slippery floors, exposure to toxic chemicals and biological hazards, poor work design. For example, rooms are designed for guests, not for housekeepers, but then they have to clean those rooms, or lack of ergonomically designed work equipment. And then there is one common issue, which is the denial of basic human rights, the denial of freedom of association, and denial of the right to bargain collectively. We now have also a major issue that all hotel housekeepers are starting to raise, that is sexual harassment. It has been there for forever, but now they are more confident to raise it. They are more confident to speak up. This is also because of the Me Too movement. So we are raising this as a global issue for all hotel housekeepers and the workers in general.
These are quite complex and serious issues. What are some of the solutions according to the IUF?
So we basically ask the companies to allow hotel housekeepers and unions to bargain at national or global level the different measures and also according to the different issues they face. In some places, there's also legislation in place. In others, there isn't. So there is not one single solution, but there are multiple solutions.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.